Welcome everyone to the Hello?
New to this board? Mr. Corsi?
Here.
Ms. Hitch? Mrs. Ross?
Here.
Mr. Natricka?
Here.
Mrs. Stone? And Mr. Vineyard is here. We have a quorum. Mr. Latson?
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Just before we start today's meeting, we wanted to take a moment to recognize a former board member on this board and other boards that the MPC staff serves, and a person who played a number of roles within the city of Savannah. And that was Mr. James J. Blackburn Jr., who passed away on November 1st. I worked with Mr. Blackburn quite a bit in the boards that he served on, and he served an important role on this board, as well as his role as a attorney within the city of Savannah. And I just wanted to take a moment for us to have a moment of silence to recognize his service to this board, to other boards, as well as to his service just as a citizen of the city of Savannah. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.
Okay. First order of business, Mr. Latson?
Will be the approval of the minutes.
Hey, has everyone looked at the minutes? Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second? Motion by Mrs. Ross and second by Mr. Natricka. Okay. I think we can do this by hand vote. All those in favor? Okay. The minutes are approved. Next item, Mr. Latson.
Mr. Vice Chair, we do have one item that's been requested to be removed from the final agenda. That's 109 and 121 Dogwood Avenue. That item is currently scheduled for the December meeting, so we move or we requested that item be moved to that meeting.
Do you need a motion for that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do I hear a motion that it be removed from the agenda?
So moved.
Ms. Ross, is there a second?
Second,
Mr. Natricka. This one I think we better vote on. Mr. Pelote? Aye. Mr. Corsi?
Aye.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Natricka?
Aye.
And Mr. Vineyard, aye. So five ayes. Okay, next item.
Hi, I'm sorry to interrupt. Meredith Stone is present, and I'm not sure if you guys could hear me, but.
Okay, I didn't hear you, Ms. Stone. I didn't mean to ignore you. Okay, so did you hear the motion?
Yes.
Okay, how do you vote?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Wonderful. That's different. I'm going to continue on here, Mr. Chair.
Okay, go ahead.
The first item under regular business is 468B Bewley Avenue, as we try to get our technology restarted here. The petitioner is requesting a variance from section 3-6.1 of the Chatham County's zoning ordinance. This section requires that accessory structures be located within rear yards only. The petitioner is requesting a variance to this section in an effort to place an accessory structure within a front yard. The property at 468B is located here on this tax map. You see Bewley Avenue here in the subject property. That property is approximately 3.3 acres in size and has a maximum depth of 728 feet. It is a conforming lot in the R1 zoning classification. And I should mention also that it is within the county environmental overlay. Per section 3-6.1, accessory structures, among other requirements, are required to be located only in rear yards. The applicant is seeking relief from this standard in order to place an accessory structure in the front yard. In the case of the subject property, the rear and side yards contain the septic tank and drain field, in addition to the well site and overhead power. I want to also share with you some photographs of the subject property, because we do believe, staff believes, that there are some extenuating circumstances as it relates to this application. The proposed structure is 26 by 36. It's a one-story garage, and it will be located approximately on the site, 220 feet from Bewley Avenue. The attached site plan shows the location, which I'm going to share with you also, on the site. And this identifies the existing residence located here and the proposed new structure as it relates to Bewley Avenue. The photos are really placed here to indicate that this lot is substantially wooded outside of the area that is been cleared for the existing structure and the proposed garage. This is a photo looking back toward Bewley Avenue. So as you can see, other than a driveway, it's quite obscured from view of neighboring properties. Staff finds that because the subject property and the adjacent properties are heavily wooded, it's unlikely that the location of a accessory structure in a circumstance such as this would cause any negative impacts on adjoining property owners. And these additional photographs, just some other views from the home toward the road and from the road toward the home to give an impression of the nature of the site. Also, staff finds that the garage, the proposed garage, is in keeping from a design standpoint with the existing residence, and that the limitations created by the location of the septic tank, drain field, and other infrastructure on the site are limiting factors as it relates to the ability to place the structure in the rear yard. Based on those findings, we're recommending approval of a request to have relief from the section 3-6.1 that requires accessory structures to be within rear yards.
Is there, are there any questions of Mr. Lotson first? Is there anyone online to speak in favor of this variance?
The petitioner is Mr. and Mrs. Bliss. They will check and see if they're on the line and have any comment. Yep. Ms. Bliss, if you're online and like to comment, you may do so at this time.
Hey. Ms. Bliss.
Oh, hey, yes. Sorry, I couldn't unmute myself. We just wanted to say thank you.
Before you do, I have to swear you in. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. Now you get the floor is yours.
Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you, and what Mr. Lotson presented was very, very good. Thank you, Mr. Lotson. But yeah, we're hoping to build a one-story garage that matches the current house. And then we will touch on the site plan. We didn't, the treed area between Bewley and where the garage would be would still be treed. We don't plan to clear any of that. So we want to stay obscured from the road. And
Ms. Bliss, this is Corinne Ross. I apologize for interrupting you, but I can't make a bit of sense out of what you're saying. We have a bad transmission.
I just want to say thank you that yes, we would very much love to have a garage in the front yard based on what Mr. Lotson presented.
Okay, thank you so much. We could hardly hear you, ma'am, but does the board have any questions of the petitioner?
I have no idea what the petitioner said.
Ma'am, could you just, if you can speak a little louder, could you just repeat what you said, please? We're having some problem with the transmission, and we didn't quite hear you.
Oh, is this better? Hello. Let me see. Is this better? I don't know if this is going to be any better.
I think they're trying to.
Okay, is this any better? Hello, hello.
Ma'am, if you could just speak up a little bit, I think we may be able to hear you. Okay.
I don't believe she's there anymore.
Ms. Bliss, are you still on the line?
I could actually hear what she said, and basically she was just thanking the board for accepting Mr. Lotson's recommendation.
Okay. Is there anyone else to speak either for or against the petition? Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, while we check to see if any other hands are raised, I should have mentioned during my presentation that we did not receive any letters or emails in support or opposition of this petition.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions from the board?
We do have one hand raised. We're going to queue up. Oh, Mr. Bliss.
Mr. Bliss.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, Mr. Bliss, let me swear you in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now we can hear you, okay?
Okay. No, I just wanted to thank the time that you guys have put into listening to our petition and reviewing it, and just wanted to thank you for taking the time to, you know, review it, and looking forward to your decision.
Okay. Does the board have any questions of Mr. Bliss?
I just have one quick question. So the purpose of the structure is to accommodate two standard sized vehicles and a golf cart? Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
No oversized vehicles?
No oversized vehicles.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, are there any other questions from the board? Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Bliss.
Thank you.
Does the board have any other questions? Are we ready for a vote? Is there a motion?
Chairman, I make a motion.
Yes, sir. Variance. Okay. Is there a second?
We couldn't hear that motion.
The motion was made by Mr. Pelote and seconded by Mr. Natricka to approve the variance. Okay. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, are we ready to vote? Okay. Mr. Pelote? Aye. Mr. Corsi?
Aye.
Mrs. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Natricka?
Aye.
Mrs. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard? Aye. The variance is granted. Number two.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Up next is 479 Butler Avenue. Let me bring up a map here. for you all. Okay, 479 Butler Avenue is located here, this shaded red parcel. It does abut river and marshland to the south of the property. Here is an aerial map showing the parcel a little bit clearer. You can see the marshland back behind here, and it is located in the R1 zoning district with an environmental overlay as well. The petitioner is requesting approval of a variance for a 750 square foot increase to the maximum 900 square foot limit for accessory structures directly abutting rivers or marshland, that which are not restricted to the rear yards. I want to pull up their application here, which has a site plan for you to see a little bit more clearly what they are requesting. So here is the creek up to the top of this page. This is the location of the primary residence that is in the process of being constructed. And then here is Butler Avenue. And the proposed location of the accessory structure is in this location right here. So it's important to note that the property is a 4.5 acre conforming lot that, like I said, is in the process of constructing a single family residence. There is an existing garage on the property, and that's located right here. And you can see that in the aerial. It's tough to see, but it's right about here on the aerial map. What was that?
Yes.
All right, thank you for your patience. So this is the proposed location of the accessory structure. It's important to note that the proposed accessory structure is planned to be 1,650 square feet, which is 750 square feet above the maximum 900 square foot limit for accessory structures when they are located in the front yard. The county ordinances provide the following conditions concerning accessory structures adjacent to river and marsh. Provided further that those structures on properties that directly abut rivers or marshes shall not be restricted to rear yards if those accessory structures meet the following requirements. The first requirement is that the accessory structure is set back a minimum of 50 feet from a vehicular right-of-way and 10 feet from adjoining property lines. Staff has found that this condition is satisfied. The second condition is that the accessory structure does not exceed 900 square feet in size and not exceed one story in height. Staff has found this condition is not satisfied. And the other condition is that the accessory structure is constructed of materials of like kind and appearance of those used in construction of the principal residential dwelling on the site and is compatible with the development on adjoining lots. Staff has found that materials and renderings have not been submitted to determine compliance with this section of the ordinance and therefore is not satisfied. It's important to note that the additional regulations set forth in the ordinance are intended to minimize the impacts of an accessory structure being in a front yard. However, requesting a variance to the required size limit, the impacts are no longer minimal. We have found that justification as to the proposed location has not been provided by the petitioner, which is concerning given the size of the parcel and the size of their request to go above and beyond the 900 square foot limit. Staff has found also that there are no extraordinary or exceptional conditions pertaining to this piece of property related to its size, shape, or topography. It seems to us that sufficient area on the lot exists to accommodate multiple designs without requesting a variance. The variance that is being requested is purely due to petitioner's desire to have the accessory structure in the front yard. Staff has found that no hardship has been created by the application of standards of the relevant sections of the zoning ordinance. The property is undergoing development with single family residence, garage, and proposed accessory structure. And no conditions are peculiar on this particular piece of property. And also staff has found that based on previously stated findings, granting relief would impair the intent of the zoning ordinance. So for those reasons, staff is recommending denial of the variance request for a 750 square foot increase to the allowable 900 square foot accessory structure ordinance requirements at 479 Butler Avenue. Happy to answer any questions you may have.
Does anyone on the board have any questions?
What is the purpose of the accessory structure?
So the purpose is for RV storage. So an oversized vehicle, that's why they're proposing the size of this accessory structure with the additional turning radius to be able to get that vehicle in there.
Is that the only purpose?
That's the only purpose that we're aware of.
Has staff had an opportunity to suggest alternate locations on this site to the petitioner?
We have not. It's also important to note that we did receive letters of support from surrounding property owners. Forgot to mention that previously.
No letters of opposition?
No, we have not had any letters of opposition.
Similar structures on other lots in the area?
Not of this size that we're aware of. Here is a letter of support as well that we brought up.
Do we have an elevation?
We do not. All that has been provided is here in this application. So it's literally just the site plan showing the location of the proposed accessory structure.
Would you like me to zoom in at all? Can you
tell me what staff's opinion changed by the more details?
Most likely not. I mean, more details as far as the elevation and character of what it would look like would certainly help us, form a more rounded opinion. However, for staff, the biggest hindrance on this one is the request to go so large above the required or allowable limit of 900 square feet. So almost doubling in size what the ordinance allowance is. There was no justification for us in the ordinance to be able to recommend approval for that. You're welcome.
Are there any other questions from the board? Is there anyone online to speak in favor or in opposition of the petition?
Good morning. This is Gerald Cowart. I am the architect for the property.
Mr. Cowart, I suspect I need to swear you in. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. The floor is yours.
Thank you. We understand the building is oversized, yes. We've kept it 90 feet off the street right-of-way and 40 feet off the property line to the left here, as you see in the site plan, which allows us to keep a good bit of the screening that exists and trees on the property. The building is designed to store a large RV and lawn tractor with similar property maintenance vehicles. The building itself is a medium brown in color and is metal siding. The height of the building is 17 feet 6 inches. We're requesting to have this accessory building located on this corner of the lot to actually separate it from the new house that's being built and its garage that are down on the river. I'd be happy to take any questions from the board, and I believe the homeowner is on the call and may like to speak as well.
Are there any questions to Mr. Coward first from the board? There are none, Mr. Coward. So if the homeowner is there, would you please identify yourself?
Kim, you may need to unmute your microphone.
Hey, this is Sean Bowen. Can y'all hear me?
Yes. Now I need to. Could you state your name for the record, please?
Timothy Sean Bowen.
Okay, Mr. Bowen, would you please? I need to swear you in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Floor is yours.
Okay. Yes, the reason that it would bring up, this isn't, I thought I heard y'all saying, if I didn't, I apologize, but this is in a X zone area. And the reason we're putting this up there is because we're trying to not interfere with our neighbors. And we have an RV and I have two boats and tractors and the bush hogs, like he was talking about, that we use around on the property. That I want to put in there. And I didn't want to build two different garages. I only wanted to have one garage where it would look better in the yard. And I did hear y'all say that it already have the existing garage. It's a little pump house that it is a little bit bigger than a normal size pump house, but it's a little pump house. I don't have the square footage right off. I want to say it's probably 500, 400. I'm going to say about 400, but that's where our deep well is on the property. It's not big enough to put anything except, you know, like maybe hand tools because of the tank that's in there and the pump to keep it out of the weather. But, what I was trying to do was the reason I want to step up is to be able to put this stuff into one little building than having a couple of buildings there.
Okay. Is there anything else, Mr. Bowen?
No, sir.
Okay. Are there any other questions of the petitioner?
Mr. Bowen, this is Corinne Ross. I just have a couple of quick questions for you because I'm an RV owner myself. Do you plan to connect your black and gray to your existing septic system?
No.
Okay. So we won't have to worry about any of that happening?
No, ma'am.
Okie doke. And none of your neighbors have contacted you with concern about this structure?
No, ma'am. Actually, we sent in, emailed in where I had, I think there was eight, and forgive me if I could be off, so I don't want y'all, there was eight of y'all sent out to our neighbors. I was able to get a hold of six of them that signed and did not have no complaints.
Would that include Mrs. Robert Train?
Let me see. Hold on. I'm looking as we speak. And where would she be?
Was she on the list?
I don't remember. Train on there. I will tell you.
Property across the street.
The people across the street?
Her family, the Martin family, owns the property across the street, I believe.
Yes, ma'am. Well, okay. Bobby Groves owns that piece that's across the street, and he has signed saying that he does not have no issue.
Okie doke. Thank you very much.
Okay. Mr. Corsi.
Mr. Bowen, this is Jim Corsi. This is a significant increase in size from the 900 square feet. And I'm assuming And you tell me if I'm wrong, that the size increase is related to the RV that you want to park or store on your lot. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Part of it, but it's also there for me to store my two boats.
All right. Give me the dimensions of your RV. Is this a bus type RV?
Yes, sir. It's 45 feet long.
All right. Where do you store it now?
Right now, it has been stored on my father's property that is no longer that I can put it there. Right now, it is in Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm. So without this additional, could you store your boats and other lawn equipment without the addition of the RV? By reducing the size of this accessory structure.
I'm sorry. Now you're saying could I store my boats and other stuff if I brought the size down smaller?
Let me just come right out and say it. I have a problem with almost doubling the size of your accessory structure because you want the convenience of storing your RV on site.
Right. Well, it has a triple slide. That slides out on the side that I like, you know, I keep open to keep it conditioned because the air conditions and stuff run all the time on it, you know, to maintain temperature in there. So to do that, I have to keep my slides out. So with me doing what I'm doing and the slides being out, that gives me enough room that I can still back my boats and my farm tractors in there.
Are there other places and locations in Savannah that you could store this RV?
No, sir, not that I know of. Right now, with everything been going on, I've been keeping it down in the Orlando at a site down there. And actually, it's Millennium, and I'm just paying them to keep it down there for right now.
Are you new to the area, Mr. Bowen?
No, sir. I'm 53 years old, and I was raised on Burnside and Allen.
Okay. So you are very familiar with the historic nature of this Bewley community?
Yes, sir. And that's one of the reasons that that's the reason I picked the color as the wood-looking color. And that's why I'm in the process as we now. We are planting palm trees and bushes and all that in there because I am trying to kind of hide it in there, if you understand what I'm saying. I'm in the process of building a house that, you know, and I'm looking at fixing it up to where I want it to look nice when I pull up to my house. I'm not trying to make it where it looks bad or, you know, I'm fixing to do a lot here on the house.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but are you aware of any other owners in the Bewley neighborhood which have similar types of structures?
Yeah, there's a couple of them that's got, I'm not going to say that big, but there is other ones that has garage in there.
Is staff aware of any others in the neighborhood?
We are not, but honestly, we didn't take a look down that whole neighborhood to be able to answer that.
All right. No further questions.
Are there any other questions from the board for the petitioner? Thank you so much, Mr. Bowen. Is there anyone else to speak for or against? Hearing none, is the board ready to vote?
Mr. Chairman, this is
go ahead.
This is Mr. Cowart.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to make one other point. This property is bordered on the road by an 8-foot high brick, beautiful brick lattice fence, and down the left property line by an 8-foot high wood fence. That would further obscure the view of the building from the street.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Anyone else to speak? Okay. Hearing none, do we have a motion from any member of the board?
This is Mary Stone. I move to accept the petition, or accept the petitioner's request to build the structure as presented.
So is that a motion, Mrs. Stone?
Yes.
Okay, there's been a motion by Mrs. Stone to approve the variance. Is there a second? There is no second. Do we have any other motions?
I want to make a motion to deny the variance in this instance as being non-compliant with the county ordinances.
And a motion, motion by Mr. Corsi, seconded by Mrs. Ross. Is there any discussion? I will call the roll. Mr. Pelote? Mr. Corsi?
Aye.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Natricka?
Aye.
Mrs. Stone?
Nay.
Mr. Vineyard? Aye. The variance is denied. Is there any other business, Mr. Lotson? One small one?
Yes, a small administrative matter. With the departure of our former chairman, Mr. Marlin, and as you all will recall on our last meeting, we took nominations and had a vote for vice chair, and now we need to nominate a chairman with Mr. Marlin's departure. I just want to put on the record that any board member may nominate any other board member for chairman, including the current vice chair. And should that happen, then we'll address the vice chair separately.
Mr. Lotson, I nominate Jimmy Corsi as our incoming chairman.
I'd like to second that. I'm Mr. Vineyard.
Vineyard, would you take a roll call vote on that?
Yes. Please? Mr. Pelote? Mr. Corsi.
I'll vote for myself.
Yes. Yeah, you may.
Aye.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Mr. Natricka?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard? Aye. Mr. Corsi, you are elected.
God save us all.
Last bit of business, Mr. Vice Chair.
Okay. Well, hearing no other business, the meeting is adjourned, and thank you all so much for coming.